Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly insurance news wrap on this Monday, the 12th of May, 2025. Firstly, we're eyeing some new calls for significant reforms in transparency and timeline standards within our insurance sector. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee rounds up feedback and advocates for small business clients. Lessons from retail client remuneration disclosures urge more protection in matching these standards. The key demand? Stricter timelines for claims updates, ideally every 20 business days, and an extended policy renewal notification period of up to 30 business days. The committee aims to catapult improvements in client understanding and trust, while simultaneously minimizing any risk of coverage lapses. In addition, the committee is pushing for robust breach reporting. Advocating an interesting approach named named reporting, it aims to foster better compliance and create a benchmarking system. They are also recommending extending the code review period to 5 years, alongside securing funds for independent investigations. This ensures an intense oversight on compliance. By next month, we expect to see a draft report laying out these recommendations in detail. Now, onto a more pressing issue in our insurance industry: the handling of claims after the devastating Cyclone Alfred, particularly in the heart of Hervey Bay. Our very own Queensland MP David Lee voices grave concern as businesses face challenges in their damage claim acknowledgements. Citing state disaster recovery data, Lee criticizes insurers for their requirement of extensive hydrology reports that delay crucial resolutions. Let's take a moment for one of our local butchers, struggling despite decades of premium payments, now grappling with damages as high as $300,000. It's indeed food for thought. However, it's not all grim news. The Insurance Council of Australia, processing over 100,000 claims nearing an astounding $1 billion, has labeled the event a catastrophe. A meeting in Hervey Bay, scheduled for the 15th of May, aims to engage and support individuals hit hardest. Expect discussions on resolutions and rebuilding to take center stage. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance update from Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed and ready to tackle any adversity. Until next week, let's strive to build a safer, smarter Australia.